Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, I was telling Jason that I used to live in California about 43 years ago in a little hamlet called Los Gatos on a road called Bella Vista. Bella Vista, beautiful view. And it was on a hill, and you could overlook, you know, a little valley below. And I looked at what happened in 43 years. And that valley is a multi-lane concrete clover leaf where highways come together. There is a, looks like a football field out there. And it's really changed in 43 years. And the little house that we rented, Mrs. Finelli and I rented, was less than 1,000 square feet. It was about 600 square feet, about the size of a two-car garage. And I think I found it, on the Internet. $1.8 million. And back in the 80s, everybody had a fence around their backyard. And the fences were about 6 feet tall, so you couldn't see over them, stockade fences. You know, so you could have privacy in a very small backyard. And it was really interesting because, and all the time I lived there, I never met the neighbors. I might have met one, once, you know, over the fence. Hey, how you doing? Okay, see you, bye. It was very strange. You would think that people that live that close together, I'm talking of a tiny backyard, maybe, I don't know, 30 feet by 30 feet. All fenced in, lots of fruit trees. But people stayed to themselves. It was really strange coming from the East Coast. But anyway, I lived there. And we're gonna be talking about what happened. What happened to Los Gatos, California? What happened to California? I mean, how did it start falling apart so quickly? Is it foreign invaders? Is it a billboard that says perverts and parasites or, you know, move in here? Are they giving out free housing, free clothing, free drugs, and free candy? Or did the circus come to town and never leave? Lindley's with us. It's going to be a blockbuster. Welcome, Lindley.
Good morning, Ben. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Lindley, did I say anything that was not correct? Is it falling apart, or is it just my imagination running wild?
It is imploding. Yeah. Very, very different than it used to be.
There was a, we'll call it a supermarket. But it was kind of small. Between the size of a supermarket, and I'm not talking about a Walmart supercenter. I'm talking about, you know, the old-fashioned supermarket. It's called Knob Hill. I believe that's what it was called. And that's where Mrs. Finelli and I got our groceries. It was really friendly. But it was different. When you went to Knob Hill for your groceries, that you'd go through the register, the conveyor belt, they would add up all the items and tell you how much it was. You'd pay them, and then somebody would take your cart and say, okay, where's your car? And they would push your cart to your to your car and help you unload the bags, as if you couldn't do it by yourself. And I didn't like that. I mean, I didn't want any assistance by someone I didn't know helping me, you know, unload my groceries and then bring the cart back all by myself. I could do all that by myself. And I felt that was really kind of strange. They still do that in Los Gatos?
Gosh, that's a new one to me. I've really never heard of that. But I can say that the customer service has really gone down the tank. You kind of get a grunt with tatted up people and ring, you know, nose rings, and sky's the limit over here. And yeah, I don't even know sometimes if they're speaking English.
You know, I would find that offensive. Pretty much everything you said I would find offensive. A nose ring, you know, putting that thing in, you know, all the bacteria and all the pathogens in someone's, you know, sinuses, putting that thing in, and then handling my food, going to a restaurant, seeing the same thing, I think I'd stay home. And people grunting, you know, employees that would be assigned to help me with my purchases. I'm talking about, you know, do you know where this is? Do you know where that is? Can you help me find such and such? You know, if they're grunting at me, I wouldn't like that at all. You know, when that kind of thing happens, I'm kind of a strange bird. If, you know, a company could be doing a really great job for years and years and years, and then you get one bad experience, and I remember the bad experience and say, I'm not going back. That's what I'm like. I'm kind of a strange guy when it comes to things like that. I expect people to be polite. I expect them to be honest. And I was at a store yesterday, and I was looking for a particular plumbing part with our son that we needed for our campground. By the way, we're having a lot of campers come this weekend. I mean, they're coming to an expo in Marshfield. It's the Ozarks Homesteading Expo. You can look it up, and I'll be speaking at it. And you can stay at Natural Farms LC if you'd like. And there's nothing, 100% of the campers are going to be going to this expo. And so I needed some plumbing parts for the campground. And there was a young guy in the plumbing department, and he was lollygagging with another person. And he finally came over after maybe 20 minutes to see if we needed some help. And we told him what we were looking for, and he said they really didn't know. But that's kind of what it's like today. But he was very polite. He was a very nice young man, but he didn't know. But it wasn't in his department either. But that's kind of what we expect. You know, they expect to have the new normal is people working for the company, for the store, their bodies, but they generally don't know the product line. So, but that's not what I'm used to. I'm used to people being knowledgeable in the field that they are being employed in. Lindley, so California, Los Gatos, there was a drag queen? There's a mother who was pimping out her high school children, including her own. Let's talk about that. What's going on with this party mom in Los Gatos?
This woman who, she had her own children and her children, I think that they might have been sons. And you can, of course, search for this online. She was holding parties, and she was getting the kids intoxicated, and then she was encouraging couples to go into other rooms or closets or whatever and do sexual things. And then she was taking pictures, and some really bad things happened to especially the girls. And then one thing led to another, and the word got out, and then the woman was arrested, and she just made the news again. So that's why I brought it up to you. You know, we're living in a world of cognitive dissonance. And what I mean by that here is Los Gatos is the party town of Silicon Valley. Everybody comes here for music in the park on Sundays, jazz in the plaza on Wednesdays. You know, all the great dining, you have parks, people walk around, nice houses to look at, et cetera. And they really promote the party here. And when I was in high school next door at Saratoga, Los Gatos even then in the 80s was a party town. And today it's even a bigger party town. So on the one hand, they're promoting Los Gatos as this, you know, everything you can, everything you want to do is here. And then they're going to try and teach our kids or tell our kids not to drink and not to be a partier. And I don't know how they're going to pull this off. They're trying right now. They've passed an ordinance that will fine a parent. If a parent holds a party for kids and there's alcohol involved, they can be fined. But I kind of want to say, who cares when you're a millionaire, billionaire here? Who cares if you get fined? I don't think that's much of a deterrent. So, you know, and then
Emily,
this was the drag thing. Go ahead.
This was common when I was growing up as a child on the East Coast. It was common for a parent, like mom, you know, dad would work, mom would stay home, raise the children in the little village where we were, and it'd be common for the mom to have a birthday party for her child or children. It was common. It was just a birthday party. It was nothing that was abusive. There was no exploitation. It was just children getting together and having a birthday party. That's all it was. And I think what you're saying is it has morphed down the drain into sexual exploitation of young people. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. Can I just read just a quick little sentence from the paper? Kind of interesting.
Sure.
It says, it's in quote, parents in more affluent communities kind of are friends with their kids or want to be friends with their kids or want to be seen as cool and are kind of worried that if they say no too much, their kids are going to somehow go off the deep end. We know that's not true. I mean, every intelligent person knows when you give someone drugs at an early age, they're just going to take it further. If you give alcohol at an early age, they're just going to take it further. If you put children in front of drag queens, they're going to be a part of that world forever. I'm starting to get upset right now. So there's just a lot of mental illness here. I don't know how you can make one rule and then switch it and make it another way so that it works for you both times, you know.
Lindley, can you describe what a drag queen is? I mean, I think we all know, but what is one like up close?
So I have videotaped. I've recorded three drag queen story hours to the children here in Santa Clara County, Silicon Valley. A drag queen, okay, that's a good question. Okay, drag queens that are not in Los Gatos, where everyone's all fancy, those drag queens in San Jose and Santa Clara and Campbell, they are furry men with beards, long hair, furry chest, and they're dressed up as a woman, and they have makeup on and maybe a wig, and they're sweating and the makeup is dripping down, and it's just really disgusting. And when we get back, I can tell you about Los Gatos.
Sounds like Grizzly Adams in a dress. Is that what you're talking about? Grizzly Adams in a dress with makeup?
yes, very much.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
In Los Gatos, California. And class, you might be wondering, why are we talking about this at on USA Prepares in class today? Because our children are being exposed to perversion and homosexuality and transgenderism and the like. And it's even happened in our family. Our daughter went to school at a very early age because she was homeschooled, and she started college at 14 years old. And she came home from one of her college days. You know, Mrs. Finelli or I would drive her back and forth to school because, you know, she didn't have a license. And this was college, and they don't have school buses, yellow buses taking you to college. And so she came home one day, and she talked about homosexuality and how it's just another lifestyle. It's okay. It's all normal. And this was... In the 90s, early 90s. So it's been spreading, and the reason we're talking about it is your children are going to be exposed to it. And we want you to be aware of what's happening. So these hairy guys, dressed up in dresses with makeup on, what do they do, Lindley? Do they dance around? Do they read stories? Or do they have an effeminate persona? What are they like?
Okay, so the first two drag queens that I watched read to the little kids with their parents were not attractive in the least.
I don't know if I'm cutting it or not, Lindley, but the minute I started saying this, I got knocked off the air. No kidding.
I'm here.
Very second. There's something to this. There's no question about it. We are being attacked, 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 attacked. I'm going to try to reconnect.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I'm here. Well, I could go ahead and try to keep talking. I can tell you about the Los Gatos drag queen. The Los Gatos drag queen was completely different. She or he looked more like a woman, and he had long, dark hair, and it was all smooth, and he had a lot of nice makeup on, so he did not show a beard or any facial hair. He really did look like a woman and was dressed in a pretty dress. He looked a lot more elegant than the other two, and I would say that it was simply to fool the Los Gatos crowd into so that they didn't feel how gross it really is.
Lindley, I just want to let you know I'm back, and it's probably going to be spotty. So I don't know if you heard me, but if I disappear, it's because I got knocked off. And when I started talking about the drag queens, bang, I was knocked off the air. So they've taken out our telephone line. I can't call in. This is really, you can tell something is really wrong. Whoever they are, they do not like what we have to say here at USA Prepares. They do not like us sharing this information with our class. They don't like the fact that we're teaching people how to garden, how to dehydrate, and prepare and survive. They don't like any of what we do. They don't like frugal living. They are really, they're like the 15-minute city crowd. You all just get packed in here, and we'll take care of you until we don't feel like it anymore. And so you're 100% dependent on the system. So that being said, just be prepared to, you know, continue the whole class without me. But these drag queens, what is the setting like? How is it at the library? Is it in the park? Is it in the school system? Are these private properties? You know, parents hosting drag queens in their front lawn. Is this a public thing? Is it to get more publicity? Is it in the closet? What's it like?
Okay. So the first two, the first one that I went to was put on by Santa Clara County Board of Supervisors, Susan Ellenberg. And that was outside in the Campbell City Park. And it was an open event. And that was also where they were promoting eating bugs.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Cleanup efforts continue in Southern California after Tropical Storm Hillary blew through. In Los Angeles, hundreds of trees that were downed in the storm Sunday and Monday remain on the ground and need to be cleared. The rain tapered off Monday in the Los Angeles area, allowing utility crews to work quickly to bring the power back on for many. Schools in Los Angeles are resuming normal operations today after being closed yesterday out of an abundance of caution from the El Nino storm system. The Food and Drug Administration has approved a vaccine that is given to pregnant women in order to protect babies in the womb from RSV. Abrysvo, a single-dose shot, would be given to expectant mothers late in their pregnancy and trigger the development of antibodies that are passed on to the child for the first 6 months of their life. Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, today.
God, you're
take
my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Lindley's with us. She's a mother. She has children. And her children have been exposed to the same thing as that the rest of us as parents have had our children exposed to. And she's paying attention to this perversion that is spreading like wildfire across the country. Lindley, I believe you said a Santa Clara County... Was that a supervisor or committee person? What was that person that is sponsoring this drag queen hour?
Board of Susan Supervisors.
Board of Supervisors. Okay, that's what they call them in Virginia, Board of Supervisors. Susan, what's her name?
Ellenberg.
E-L-L-E-N-B-E-R-G?
I believe so.
Yeah. Okay. Ellenberg. Okay. It's easy for me to remember. All right, so Susan Ellenberg, what did she do?
What did she do for the drag queen thing?
Yeah.
Okay, well, she held an event for a public event, and at the event they were promoting eating bugs. I'm not sure if they were crickets. I can't remember. Oh, I know what they were. I think she said they were dung beetles, which I just cannot believe.
Okay, hold it. Do you know what a dung beetle is, class? I'll tell you what they are. They're exactly what you think. So we have cows, and these cows eat grass, and they make cow poop. And cow poop comes up, and it just, it's like halfway between fully formed and diarrhea. It comes out, splats on the ground. Okay, and then a couple of days later, after the sun starts drying out the outer skin of these cow pies, these beetles just appear. They appear and they start rummaging through, building tunnels through cow manure. And farmers like it because it actually helps biodegrade the cow manure into fertilizer. It works really well. But I'm not having them for dinner. As a matter of fact, I didn't know if I was going to say this or not, but I think it's going to come out. So we had 7 Get Prepared Expos put on by USA Preparers, which really means me, my family. And there was a gal who was in the food aisle, if you will, and she still is. And I smelled this stuff cooking in our expo, and she was up there at her booth frying up some worms or bugs. It was disgusting. And I walked by, and there's some butter in the frying pan, and she was frying these, and people were tasting them. I couldn't believe it. She said, "Hey, Vincent, come on, y'all, come on over here." I said, "No way. No way." By the way, she's not back on the air with us, right? So, This has been going on for a while. I am not supporting, condoning, or helping spread the message that bugs are good to eat. We need bugs, but not for dinner. This is crazy. So it sounds to me like Susan Ellenberg, Board of Supervisors, Santa Clara County, California, sounds to me like she was using taxpayer funds to spread this message. Is that right? Or did she open up her own wallet?
I think you're absolutely right. It is absolutely taxpayer money paying for this. I mean,
yeah.
So the
next question is, how do people feel about this? I mean, is there a groundswell of public opinion like Susan Ellenberg? Supervisor, this is great. Thanks so much. The dung beetles are really good. Let's move on to worms and crickets and grasshoppers and cicada. And maybe some roaches, you know, for dessert. Is there a groundswell of approval of this sick message?
Or are people outraged? Let me just describe the event. The event was definitely taxpayer money that paid for bags. You could go there and they were giving away free bags and free blankets and all this stuff to promote what they were doing. It was an outdoor event. Anybody could walk by through downtown Campbell and see it and go over and see the drag queen sitting right there. So at that event, there were probably 50 people working it, and maybe 30 people who were there like me to actually go to the event. I went just to record the event, and that was my second event, drag queen event. The first drag queen event was at Books Inc. Bookstore in Prune Yard, which is a shopping center in Campbell, and that was an indoor event. And that got a lot of protesters. And what happens when you protest these drag queen events is all the homosexuals take, they all get up and they start clapping this song that they think is really positive and loving, and they push you out of the event with their perverted flags in your face and so forth. So they did that at the Book Think event. And so I have all this, and everything I'm talking about, I have recorded, and it's on my Rumble channel, Silicon Valley Truth. So you can see everything I'm talking about. You can see the bugs that were being promoted because I have a video just on that. Both of those events had gross men dressed up in drag. And now we get to Los Gatos. Los Gatos is considered fancy, schmancy, money, blah, 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 right? Everything is pretty and so forth. So now Los Gatos Library, the actual library, puts on a drag queen story hour for the children and their perverted parents. And it was in the children's room of the library inside. And what had happened is it was originally supposed to be out on the Civic Center lawn on Main Street for everybody to see. And a few of us, because only a few of us are paying attention and care enough to speak out, a few of us did speak out to the town council and to the library and so forth. And also a lot of people called in to the library to say no, complain and so forth. So it was extremely clear that people did not want this drag queen event. But the town did not care one bit. So I recorded that event, and that drag queen was completely different than the others. This one actually looked like a woman. He had long, dark, smooth hair. He had very nice makeup on. You could not see any facial hair at all. He was wearing a pink, kind of a fuchsia-colored gown, very large, like caftan, muumuu, whatever, big gown. But as soon as he opened up his mouth, he was a man. It was just horrifying for me. So I recorded that whole event too. And during that event, right at the end, my friend who goes by Jose, he came in with a sign, very quietly, nonchalantly walked into the library near the end of the event and held up a sign that talked about how the pharmaceutical companies and George Soros are the ones donating the money to pay for all these drag queen shows. And as soon as Jose walked in, the whole crowd got up and started clapping in his face, and flags were not allowed at this event. And so they pushed Jose out, and Jose did absolutely nothing but stand there with the sign. So they totally violated his First Amendment rights. A lot of that is going on in this town right now. They're shutting down our voice big time.
Let me ask you this, Lindley. So he came in with a sign and they clapped and pushed him out. Okay, so they're organized. What would happen if, this is just hypothetically, if a bunch of fathers came into this event, you know, to see how it's going and learn about it, but they stopped off there just before baseball practice for the high school and with their sons and daughters in baseball practice, and they brought with them their baseball bats and their baseball gloves, and they just sat in the audience with their baseball bats. I mean, nobody wants to have a baseball bat stolen from their car or have the baseball glove stolen from the car. So you bring them in to the event and you just sit there with them so no one can steal them, right, from your vehicle while you're, you know, watching this. I wonder what would happen if you had 30 or 40 or 50 guys and moms and gals in the audience with their, you know, supplies for baseball practice. I wonder if that would change the tone.
I don't know. That sounds like an awful lot of testosterone to me.
I'm afraid, Lindley, if I were in that situation, I would, you know, I'd want to stop in on my way to baseball practice. Yeah, just to see.
You know, there were people there who did not know what was happening. And you can see in my recording, I got there early and I was able to talk to Ryan Baker, who ran the event, who runs the library. And Ryan, I had spoken to already at the town council meeting. He had people call in and he did not care one bit. And he actually told me that he and his older daughter, who was maybe in college, that he and his daughter tried to figure out how to make it work for the drag queens. Did they take any time to figure out how to make it work for the children? No. They did everything they could to make sure this event took place. So anyways, going back just a second, we were able to get the library to bring the event inside from the Civic Center lawn. So that was good, I guess, but was it? I don't think so. I just can't believe they would do this. So, and I spoke out at the town council meeting, and so get this. So we have a weekly political meeting that I want to say anybody can join in, but it's a Zoom. It's on Zoom, and it's also in the rec department. There's a room in the rec department that Democracy Tent, which is the political meeting, they hold this meeting in the rec department. So before the drag queen event, we were on the meeting, and it just happened that a representative from the recreation department joined in on the meeting, and I was on Zoom texting or chatting how all of my disapproval for the drag queen event. Well, this representative didn't like it, and so he went back and they threatened to kick us out of the meeting, out of the building, just for expressing our disappointment.
Mm-hmm. Disappointment, it sounds kind of like a light term. If I were there, I'd be more than disappointed. I'd be outraged.
Yeah.
I really would. Fathers, where are you all? Fathers, where are you all?
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Lindley's with us in California, Los Gatos, California. Lindley, who are these guys that wear dresses and makeup and wigs and, you know, these pink outfits? Who are these guys? Do you have any idea? I mean, do they have jobs? Do they, are they split personalities? Do they, are they macho at work and then put on a pink dress and perform for children in this perverted way and then go back and home and be male again? Or are they twisted and demented, and is their whole mission in life to add more people to, you know, go out as missionaries, if you will, to spread perversion? Do you have an idea? Who are they?
Well, I can tell you that they do come from San Francisco. The man who did the reading in Los Gatos, he admitted right up front that he had come down from San Francisco. I do not know what these people do during the day. I can't imagine how they make money other than doing what they're doing. I would consider them pedophiles, or the new term of minor attracted people. I believe that pedophiles like to be around children. That's why they are around children. I can't imagine what kind of good qualities these people have. So I don't know where you would find them when the sun's out.
My my father was a school principal, public school. And I got to tell you that that never would have happened in my father's school, no matter what. You know, somebody who would try to come in and convert children to perversion, he would come unglued. I'm sure we would have made the 6 o'clock news, the 10 o'clock news, the 11 o'clock news, the Sunday paper, and the weekly paper. Our family would have made that had that happened when my dad was the school principal, and had someone tried to pull a homosexual stunt on one of his children, he would have come unglued as well. But that was a different generation. That was the greatest generation. That was the World War II generation. People were, you know, born in the 20s, 1920s. And they stood up for right against wrong. That's what they did. They understood morals and values. And so, by the way, I believe you mentioned George Soros. His real name is George Schwartz. I just want to let you all know. Look it up.
How do you spell that?
These guys are organized. You know, we're not organizing. You know, they're plotting and scheming and planning while we're sleeping. And then when we're awake, we're at work while they're plotting and scheming and scamming and destroying. And they're doing a great job of destroying this country from within. And, you know, there used to be a term called a soap party, S-O-A-P, like Ivory Soap or Zest Soap. When they were made with 5-ounce bars instead of the new fun size, 4-ounce bars and 3.2-ounce bars. So it used to be 5 ounces. And in the military, if there was a guy who got in and he was a homosexual, the other guys in the barracks would take a pillowcase. I'm not advocating this. I'm just telling you history. This is a fact. They would take a bar of soap, a full bar of 5-ounce soap. They put it in a pillowcase. And in the middle of the night, they would swing that pillowcase with that bar of soap in it on this guy. And he would be pummeled. It's like, don't bring that perversion into our barracks. That's what happened. Now we have pride. It's twisted. Everything is upside down, inside out, perverted and inverted. Pride. Pride in perversion. I mean, that's what the flag, if you're going to have a flag, it ought to be, we're proud to be perverted. I mean, that's it, isn't it? Isn't that what it is, class? I'm just asking a rhetorical question. Lindley, this is out of control. What are the parents, the ones that are paying attention? Are they outraged or are they just, oh, well, it's okay? What do the grandparents think?
Vince, I'm the only one in this town who's speaking up other than a gentleman by the name of Ron, who is a father. And everybody else is just going about their business. They just don't care. The people who love this stuff hate me because I'm the only one speaking up. I don't know where the people are. They're just so complacent. They just sit there in their little chair with their little remote control, controlling the TV and their media messages. And I don't know, you know, they're happily playing golf or tennis or going on vacation or buying something new or going to dinner. Nobody is paying attention or cares whatsoever around here, what I see.
So we have a senior instructor here at USA Prepares. His name is Dr. Joel Wallach. And one day on the air, I said to Dr. Joel Wallach, how can you stand it? You give medical advice to people, and all they have to do is just take some vitamins, minerals, supplements, and stop doing stupid things and not eating themselves to death, and they can cure type 2 diabetes. How can you stand it just telling them over and over, and they just don't do it? He said, you know what, Benny? Noah was lonely, too. And so there you are. Lindley, you're Noah, I'm Noah. Not too many friends. A lot of people hate us, but we're still right.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.